a diabetes breakthrough.
Congratulations, America. We are now $15 trillion in debt. Do you believe it? We knew it was inevitable. Of course, we were headed in that direction. Will we ever, ever see that deficit disappear? That's the big question. As John in Vermont emailed me, Kate, dump the super committee because they haven't done a thing. Let them go eat turkey. Yep, the super committee, it's coming down to the wire as to whether or not we're going to have the automatic trigger on the money they were supposed to cut out of the budget. What budget? Do we really have a budget? Well, cut out of the spending, we'll call it that. And it was supposed to be $1.2 trillion. Will they even get close? I'm going to vote no. What do you think? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's the name of this show. It's about the buzz in our backyard, what really, really ticks us off, and some other fun things along the way, too. And thanks for joining us from all those nooks and crannies in the flyover states across this great country. I've lived in a lot of those flyover states, and I know what makes you get upset. I know what makes you just throw your hands up in disgust. And it's what's coming out of Washington, because it's we the people. It's our government. You select your representatives, theoretically, by voting. And, oh, are we so disappointed by what we're getting in return. That's part of what this hour is about. We're going to go to the mailbag and find out what others think, like John, on what's going on with the monetary system in this country, too, by the way, because he took a little shot at that. I always say it's monopoly money, the quantitative easing and printing of money, and that's the magic wand that the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke waves over stacks of cash at all the mints. And then suddenly they print it. Let's ease things. Let's do some quantitative easing. First, though, right off the bat, let's talk about money in a different sense. Congress, with the layup, grilling about the Fannie and Freddie bonuses, we know why we're in this mess. The bank's too big to fail. The bailout's there. The subprime lending, ridiculous. Oh, you don't have a job, but you want a $500,000 house here. Let me write that up for you. And seriously, it was that easy. Well, that's how we got into the mess, and we know it, right? So Congress was not happy about having to spend, what, how much, $170 billion to bail out Fannie and Freddie Mac, what we're now calling the quasi-federal agencies that guarantee about half of our nation's mortgages. I mean, that's how big they are. So now 12 people that work in the upper levels of Fannie and Freddie were paid $35 million in salary and bonuses over the last 2 years. So they get these bonuses while both are asking for more money from us, the taxpayers. They say they need more money. Are you kidding me? Please give us $13 billion. And oh, by the way, we need money to keep the best people we can in place who are making things run here at Fannie or at Freddie, how we can really turn things around, because, gee, they've done such a bang-up job. What is the criteria for getting bonuses? And this is very similar to what we heard with the bonuses that were paid out, for example, AIG, to a lot of those guys in London, and they were complicit in some of the things that sunk our financial system, but yet they were afraid that they would scatter to the wind and get some other job, so they had to pay them a big chunky amount of cash. So a House committee's voted 52-4 to stop the bonuses and any future ones. Woohoo! Finally, they did the right thing, because they should not get those bonuses. Let them walk. I guarantee we can find people that'll work for $900,000 versus, geez, you're not going to give me a $2.5 million bonus on top of it. I could be wrong, but I've been in corporate America, and I have a good feeling about this. I think we can find some people to replace the other ones that are just as good. So I'm not buying what Charles Haldeman, who's the head of Freddie Mac, was saying when everybody was peppering him over this crazy amount of compensation, where you have unemployment at 9.1%, and let's face it, that number's a lie. It's really higher than that, and so many people might just lose their houses. Where's the outrage over that? I mean, come on. Give me a break. And then it was Ed DeMarco, the guy. Have you recognized that name? No, he's not running on the Republican side for president. But Ed DeMarco is the head of the Federal Housing and Finance Agency, right? And he says, look, we got to pay the money to get the best people. We got to minimize taxpayer losses. And to do that, we've got to pay this talent. We got to get them. We hire them quickly. Their compensation is way below private firms. So we've got to give them the most that we can possibly give them, because they have to try to unwind millions of bad mortgage loans. So we're still stuck. We're really still stuck in the same boat. Only they want more money to try to get us ashore. It's like we're held captive. That's exactly what it's like. Oh, it's ridiculous. But this isn't something new. We knew that this was coming because, really, the outrage over the bonuses broke a week or so ago. But now it's convenient just to put it out there in public and grill who's ever in front of the microphones and say, how can you say that? How can you tell me this is what we have to do? This is just ridiculous. Come on, give me a break. The president says only companies that pay the government back can give out bonuses. Well, if they're asking for more money, are we making any progress with Fannie or Freddie? Are we ever going to get the payback? Are we going to get that money back? What's the answer to that question? The answer is no. I feel fairly certain that's not going to happen. So they were smart to cut that off. That was a layup. That was easy. If they had done anything less, then I would say replace whoever that House member is when you have a chance to vote. I mean, and there were a few that did vote in the other direction, but pretty much it was overwhelming. So that's one thing that happened while you were out working for $10, $11, $12 an hour at your second job. But that was one of the things that happened in Washington. Now, there was another connect the dots to Fannie and Freddie that happened, just something that was revealed about Newt Gingrich. Newt desperately wants to be president. He's starting to enjoy the excitement of seeing his name rise in the polls. He feels good about heading into the Iowa caucuses and then the New Hampshire primary. It turns out he did a contract work, I'll call it contract work, for Fannie and Freddie, basically really Freddie, not so much Fannie, and got paid in the neighborhood of $1.6 million. But the whole time, whenever he's asked about it, what an abomination, they did things wrong, this is the problem, this shouldn't have happened. So he's saying that because that's what, you know, all of us think it's outrageous what's going on, but he definitely took a chunk of their money. Does this make him fall in the polls in your eyes? Or how about, forget the polls, who cares? In the court of public opinion, does this sink him and will he start to have a little bit of a turnaround with some of the success that he's enjoying? Because actually, in some of the polls, he's at the top of the list. Do you believe it? Coming up, more from that Penn State tragedy. Now, the guy who told us, or it's been reported that Mike McQuarrie, anyway, did tell his friends that he did try to stop the attack, and Jerry Sandusky, apparently the cops are saying, that's not true. It's a wicked game of blame. Next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. As I said, we're going to talk about what's going on at Penn State. And the latest is a couple of things. One, that charity that Jerry Sandusky started, who now we know it could be up to 40 kids or more that he ended up molesting in some form in the 15 years or more that he was involved at Penn State. I mean, who knows what the actual number will be because more victims are coming forward. But the charity, one of the big stories, and I happen to see this today, is that the Second Mile didn't tell the donors that its founder was being investigated for child molestation, even as they tried to solicit contributions. So three of four donors say they gave $50,000 or more. They told Fox News that they gave $50,000 or more in 2009 or 2010, and they said they wouldn't have done it if they had known that. How about it? Saying that the cover-up is unbelievable because they were aware of what was going on, and they would have been because by then the grand jury was talking to him. And the Second Mile said that Penn State had informed it as early as even 2002 that Sandusky was the target of these allegations. So now we go back to the when did this happen and putting, you know, tying this all together. But I don't blame anyone for feeling that way because, look, why did he start the charity? He says he liked horseplay, he liked kids. I mean, come on, jocks take showers together. Yeah, right, whatever. And the amount of money, like grants, that's the big thing. A $3 million grant was supposed to go to Second Mile from the state of Pennsylvania. Of course, they immediately put that on hold. The funds were approved and then, you know, for release by who was the governor then, Ed Rendell. This was a charity where a lot of big names were connected to it on the board of directors, Arnold Palmer and some others. a lot of sports people, and they made a lot of money, and they certainly did other things for kids. But regardless of what they did, what they knew is the thing that is so disheartening, that they knew what was happening. The charity actually filed a couple of amendments to the incorporation. You know, you have to file those papers, right? And stipulating that the assets would be liquidated if they had to. Now, why do you think they would have to be worried about liquidation? I mean, it all goes back to the same thing, preparing for the unthinkable. Now, one of the big things that a lot of you have called and written about and asked about and debated is Mike McQuarrie, who's the receivers coach of Penn State. And how could a man go into a locker room, see the shower, see what was going on with a young kid and a coach, clearly what he was doing could clearly see what was going on, and not interrupt, not save the kid, not do something, even if he left and called the cops or whatever? Why wouldn't he try to break that up? And he said he's been tweeting his friends and sending emails saying that he did talk about the abuse. He did tell the police. He did go to people immediately, and he did try to break it up. And the cops are saying that's not true because they're getting asked so many questions about it. So McQuarrie is probably queasy about everything that's happened, and the fact that people are calling him with death threats and everything else. So the State College police chief said that McQuarrie, who is a former quarterback, by the way, for Penn State and a graduate assistant at the time when he caught Sandusky in the shower with the young boy pinned up against the wall, they say he never reported it to the department. They have no record of it. It did not happen. And even when they were pressed further and asked whether McQuarrie had come to the police with the story of any kind of sex abuse, anything of that, they say, nope, we have no records. That's not true. McQuarrie has risen through the ranks of Penn State. He's a receivers coach. At one point, a lot of people thought maybe, off into the future, he could be somebody who could be the head coach for Penn State. There's no way of that happening. I mean, obviously, he's under massive criticism for not doing enough to prevent Sandusky from raping a boy in a locker room shower in 2002. And there's the question, how many people put in the same situation would have reacted the same way that he did? Would you have just slurked off, gone to Joe Paterno, gone to the head coach, told him, or would you have immediately tried to stop it? And overwhelmingly, a lot of you have written notes about that saying, how could he not do anything? Because, of course, you in that situation would have done something. So I think they're going to have to drop that whole line of what did he reveal, you know, what did he say and what did he not say, because they clearly are saying we have no record of it. So just to be clear, right now, officially, the 67-year-old former coach, Jerry Sandusky, who is accused in a 40-count indictment of sexually abusing 8 boys over a period of 15 years, we think that's going to be way higher, is saying that the accusations are false, that it's not true, that he shouldn't have showered with the kids, but he's innocent of the charges that have turned Penn State upside down. And what he said on TV earlier in the week to Bob Costas in a phone interview shocked so many people. Many, many people also writing those same notes to me saying they made your skin crawl. Here's what Deborah Long said about the victims and the fact that he's not telling the truth.
The victims need a voice. I see Sandusky on TV. I see McQuarrie on TV. I see Paterno on TV. Where's the face for the victims? That he's a liar? That, you know, he's artistic in covering all of himself up.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's just one big cover-up. It's who covered up what and who tried to just let things pass and I guess hoping it would go away. And that seems to be the approach of the university to me, which is why I think Penn State is in a lot of trouble. definitely with the football program, sure it'll continue, but it's going to be clicking at half speed. A lot of the recruits are dumping out, and who knows where they go now. They lost Paterno, and he should have been gone. They're even saying that there's a statue of Joe Paterno, and guess what? They're taking the statue down because they're afraid of what will happen on Thanksgiving. They're afraid of riots and someone pulling it down or any of that kind of stuff. You know, somebody has to take responsibility. It seems to me that with all this crazy nonsense, all this damage, all that they've done to these kids, all that's been done can't be undone. We know that. And so why should this even be at any level? Why should this be tolerated? Why should it be tolerated? Ugh. And how, the corruption, the nonsense that has happened since 2002. You know how many death threats Mike McQueary has gotten? And there may be more, but I understand what leaked out is close to 150. Close to 150. And I think what McQueary is trying to do is he's trying to somehow save face, regain his credibility, and stop the death threats for one. I think in the wake of all of this, how does he continue there as a receivers coach? I mean, this is, it's not going to be the last scandal that we're ever going to talk about ever on this show. And certainly, sadly, not when it comes to universities and when it comes to sometimes the athletic programs. You know, there's been a long history of cover-ups with, when it comes to protecting athletes or protecting big programs. And, you know, this was the franchise. Penn State was the franchise. And I think that's what they were trying to do. There had to be enough people along the chain somewhere that were just trying to protect the university. Isn't that very, very sad? Coming up, we're going to go to those emails, some of them dealing with what I just mentioned, the Penn State nonsense, and now heading into yet another week of that. Every day something new comes out, revelations, revelations, revelations. And politically, we did a straw poll on who would you vote for if you had to vote for somebody now. And Herman Cain was the guy. I wonder how many of you still feel that way. Speaking of revelations, after more comes out about all of the candidates as we get deeper into this and drill down a little bit more. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your 2 cents.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence, and the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great country. So many thoughts, a lot of you venting this time around to me in your mail. We got an avalanche of it. So let's not hesitate. Without further ado, not breaking any speed records, I guess, but getting here as fast as we can, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here! Ooh!
Ooh, yeah, the mail is here. Thank you, Homer. This one from JoJo, who says, Kate, I'm sick to death about what's happened at Penn State. Man, they are all a bunch of liars and jackals. I think there's a massive cover-up going on there. Give me a break. Who are the innocent ones? It's the victims, but nobody ever talks about that. I've heard you say that when you're talking about other cases, and it's so true here. You had at-risk kids really trying to perhaps get a glimpse of a better type of life they might lead. Instead, they went down the road, the deep, dark way, the sick, seedy way of Jerry Sandusky, and he abused his power. Frankly, he should never see the light of day. Too bad he's out on bail. Yeah, I agree. He abused power and starts a charity. Charity gets funding. People donate. Imagine all the people, and that's coming out, that donated money to the Second Mile. There were some big names attached to it because Penn State is a big school. Joe Paterno has a lot of friends. Jerry Sandusky had a lot of friends. He was off recruiting high school students. He was holding football camps all over the place. I mean, who knows how many people come out of the woodwork. But Penn State is like a twisted version of the Catholic Church. Only they have a different religion. It's the religion of, we're Penn State. Go blue. And it's too bad. I know a lot of people that went to Penn State. I know a lot of people that are upset by this. A lot of people shocked by Joe Paterno. You know, it's just nothing but your mouth is open and you're saying, you got to be kidding me. And maybe we're through that. We're over that stage. What, the five stages of grief? How about the five stages of unbelief? The five stages of unbelief are first you're shocked, can't believe it. Then more and more comes out and then you get angry. It's almost the same thing, right? Rick is listening to us in Illinois, then we'll bounce back to the mailbag.
Hello, babe.
What's going on, Rick?
But this Penn State, yeah, well, that's what Newt Gingrich calls everybody. So
he does. I've heard him say
good,
that.
Good enough,
right.
Newt, good enough for the country, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this Penn State, you know, that they had reports of when this happened, 98 or so. But the state's attorney didn't do nothing because he said it wasn't enough evidence or something.
That they had some information about it, but they didn't have enough to push it forward to get a grand jury, to go after him, to investigate further. But I think that's strange, too, because if you start to hear that, it's that same, you know, I don't know any way to put it other than where there's smoke, there's fire. We've said that before, connected to other things. And if you had a few of those calls, what, you know, it's not make-believe. How do you think they're coming up with these fantastical stories?
Yeah, I mean, the police. Not saying there was no report, no, nobody said nothing, but why would a state's attorney say there's no evidence if nobody made a report to begin with? So,
right.
Just trying to cover themselves. But this state's attorney, they want to prosecute, but about 3 months later, he disappears. And today, nobody knows where he's at. They say they found his car by the river, but couldn't find no body. But they found his computer hard drive in the river. And then the police went to his house. And his home computer, they found out he's looking for websites on how to destroy your hard drive computer. So it's kind of strange there. I just want to see if he's involved in on that, too.
Well, it does seem strange, because why would that happen? Because
yeah,
what,
I mean,
he ran away, he committed suicide,
yeah.
Somebody went after him. What is that about?
And then why would you destroy your computer if you ain't got something to hide, you know?
That's right.
I mean, he threw it in the river, and they destroyed it, but he left his home computer okay, so there's something. He's trying to hide something.
Right, I agree.
He might be in with Sandusky. He might be a pedophile himself. The lids again may blow off. That's why he might took off and commit suicide or try to hide. Might have left the country, but.
There's something weird to it. I mean, let me just ask you this. I'm going to ask you this, Rick, because I've talked to plenty of men about this. I hope you would never, ever be in this situation, but if you ever were in a situation where you were out somewhere, you walked into a gym, you walked somewhere where you saw a coach, I don't care if it's a high school coach, a college coach, whatever, you saw the situation, what do you do?
Just try to stop it or
there you go.
Oh,
You said the magical words. You try to stop it.
Report it.
That's right. Something, yes.
But this, I mean, that state's attorney disappeared for some reason. There's some, he had something to do with, he's involved with it, or he's trying to hide something on his computer and they want nobody to see what he's doing, or another thing that I don't understand is when they arrested this Sandusky, why didn't cops go in his house and confiscate his computer and see if he's got child porn on or something like that. You the pedophiles do, but I never see any cops going to his house or anything, so they would.
Yeah, something's not right. I agree. And you know what? They're digging into it because now it's out, so something's going to happen there. That trail is not going to be totally cold. Whatever's covered up or whatever was going on, more is going to come out.
Well, they let him go home, so he had time to destroy evidence, you know, so that didn't make sense either. Why didn't they just go in his house and take everything like they do everybody else?
I know. So odd.
Yeah. But if I see your old buddy Newt in trouble again, he's was he a lobbyist for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac?
Well, he wasn't a lobbyist. He did contract work for them, and he got $1.6 million. And he was saying on lots of the shows that he was on how terrible it was what they the way they were running it, and that it was wrong the way it was being run. So, yeah, I agree with you. You look at that and you say, I'm going to have to say that goes against you in my book.
Well, if he made $1.5 million, but he said, turn in $300,000, so where's the rest of it?
Yeah, there's a problem.
I think he's going to be done for once they start digging into his background. You know, he can call everything he wants, you know, it walks like a duck, cracks like a duck, the duck. You know, he can say you're a historian or whatever, but he's a lobbyist for that outfit.
Well, see, here's the honestly, I think he's not a stupid guy. I mean, I do. I think he knows how to speak. I think he knows how to write.
Yeah.
I think he gets history. I think if Newt, you and me sat down and we had our own little beer summit, I think he'd wow us with his knowledge. But I do. I think he would blow us away with his knowledge. I mean, he could go toe-to-toe and beyond, and you and I aren't stupid, but I think he would impress us from that point of view. But the problem is, if he's calling other people out for all these other things, like he was alluding to Herman Cain the other day, and saying you got to be able to take the heat, and you have to reveal these things, and da-da-da-da-da, and he didn't say anything about that. He should have said it.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't say nothing about him being a lobbyist for these
right.
outfits. He tried to sugarcoat and cause it to do something different, like, you know, people stupid enough to believe it. Well, I think he's saying he's going to go down, too. So, it's like the only one's going to be left is Mitt Romney or Bachman.
Bachman. I would take that bet that she's not going to be the only one left. I don't think she's going to be left standing. I think it's going to be Mitt Romney. And so many people call this show, you've heard it, and they don't want Mitt Romney, but that's what's going to happen. It's going to be Mitt Romney.
Down their throat.
That's exactly right. And then, you know, that brings up a good question about having it shoved down your throat. Thanks, Rick.
Yep.
So that's how we elect presidents. I don't care what party you're affiliated with or if you're an independent. The way we elect presidents is the lesser of the evils, whoever is dressed up and presented to us and is trotted out there enough and gets enough favorable headlines, that's who we elect. That's ridiculous. All right, we got another email here I want to quickly get to. This one's from Harry. Harry says, Kate, did you see what happened today in Washington with the Energy Secretary Chu? What a jerk. He has fallen on the sword big time for the administration. He's trying to say that he made the decisions on Solyndra. I'm not buying it. How about you? Well, I think he's doing exactly what you said, that he's taking the fall for the push on Solyndra, which got a $535 million loan guarantee, and it's really dogging Obama and everybody in the administration that they had photo ops, that they were pushing for it. And if you look at the White House logs, the Solyndra guys were up there. So, of course, the Energy Department would be involved in it because they did ultimately have to push certain groups, certain green. That's what they were looking for, right? So they pushed this is what it was. Solyndra was one of them, not the only company. So absolutely he was involved in it. But I'm sorry, I'm not buying that no decisions were made at all by the White House. Do you think that the White House didn't steer anything here? I don't think so. He might have had the ultimate say, but I don't believe it. And they did cut corners. One of the things Chu said is we didn't cut corners. We made it more thorough and diligent. They must not have the right people working for them when clearly if they had looked at what was going on in China and what was going on in the solar panel industry, they would have seen before they even jumped into this that there was no way they were going to be able to sell them at the price point that they wanted to sell them at. Stay with us.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Before we head to the exits, let's take a few calls here on ATN. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. First, let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. Well,
hey.
I kind of disagree with my fellow Prairie Stater here, Rick, about Newt Gingrich. I think he's the best of the lot. You know, I've watched this president stop sending troops to Iraq, Afghanistan. He stopped a pipeline. He's doing everything conceivable to get reelected, to get his base back. He completely discounts the men and women in the military and the treasure that we spent there. You know, that's a lot more important than Newt Gingrich getting 1.3 million in consulting fees. My guys, they paid Jamie Gerlich 50 million to run it in the toilet.
True. True. I mean, touche, a good point there. Except for that, why didn't he just say that, Dale? Why didn't he just come out in front of that?
Well, that part I apologize. I'm not up with. I don't know what he said. I didn't hear that part of it, so I'm naive and uninformed about that part of it. But my goodness, we've certainly got the David Axelrod sleazeball running express.
Right.
And we're going to get that for the rest of the year, and through for another year, we're going to have it. Talking about some of these things that, are important, but not that important. I don't know. It's a political game that is just it's really changed over the years.
No, I agree with you. Well, how is it that we live in the United States of America with a lot of bright people, let's face it, that we can't get the, we can't whittle it down to that we have so many good candidates, it's hard to choose. What if we had that? Why is it just, who, this is the establishment person, so we're going to go with this guy? I don't understand that. Shouldn't it be that there, that we have so many to choose from, we just can't even make up, shouldn't it be that way?
Well, I agree it should be that way, but
it's not.
You know, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen that way, unfortunately. But, you know, Kate, there's such a difference in the philosophy of what government should be to us between what we have now and what we had in the past of fairness and let's this little kid here, let's don't give him a D. You know, it might hurt his self-esteem and all this crap that we get from the liberal establishment is just killing us. We don't show any children that being first, achieving is important anymore. My God, we got 50 million people on food stamps almost, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I agree with you. If you want to go down the road of the nanny state that we've turned into, I agree with you. I mean, you can take the you gave the great example about, you know, isn't it about winning and why can't we have first, second, and third place? Why does everybody have to get a contribution medal? Why does everybody have to get honorable mention and we don't even have places anymore? And you can't play kickball because you might hurt someone's feelings. You can't play dodgeball. Same thing. So how do you expect these kids to get along? How are they going to be competitive in the world when they're not taught that from early on when they go to school?
It's
wrong. It's not right.
I don't know how else to say it. It's ridiculous what's going on.
Yep, it's ridiculous. Yes. I agree. Absolutely.
I guess the point I'm making, Kate, is I think Newt has a plan.
Yeah.
He's not perfect.
Yep.
And I can tell you, Barack Obama didn't have much of one, and his plan was socialism, and it hasn't worked. Nothing that man has tried has worked, and we need to see him gone. And the old way is back, conquer, divide, and conquer. And that's what they're trying to do with this slime ball politics that they have. So anyway, good luck to him.
We'll see. He's ahead in some of the polls, Dale. Thanks for the call. So Dale likes Gingrich. He says, don't worry about that. There are other people have made more money. Who cares? Gingrich is the guy. And a lot of people are echoing the same thing, that he was going to come from the back of the pack, and you were going to see that in the end he's going to be there right neck and neck with Mitt Romney. All right, Mark in New York. Hello.
Yeah, your show may have forced me to do something that I've never done, and that is buy a computer. I still haven't bought one, and I'll tell you why. My affiliate up here in Stanford, WSTC, they dropped your show, Kate.
No, they didn't drop the show. What happened is they went to NPR. It got bought by Sacred Heart University. So they had all the shows that they had on there, and we'd been on there from the very beginning for 6 years. They had they just got rid of everything because it's through Sacred Heart, and they have NPR.
So they had NPR, okay, because now they have BBC News. I'm like, damn it. I thought maybe something happened where we talk too much truth and they didn't want to hear it anymore.
So what I will do is
I will in the future. I got a vacation day this couple days this week. I'm going to bring me a computer, go to, is it GCNlive.com? Is that how I can pick you up?
Yeah, or AmericaTonight.net, either one of those two. Yep, you can get that way.
Because I want to be able to keep continuing getting my message out. Because, Kate, I'm telling you, America, you listen to all over this country. She will allow you to speak your mind. You call her show, no matter what your issue is. And do I have 30 seconds to get into an issue?
Yeah, do it.
I think the House voted on a concealed weapons bill today. There were 10 amendments. Do you know how it went up or down? I didn't see the vote.
It was up, overwhelmingly up, but now the Senate, Harry Reid doesn't even have it on the docket.
Exactly. He's not even on it. So the House can say they passed it, and the Senate can say, well, we're not even going to continue this. And I spent a boring Tuesday, and it wasn't so boring, watching Alan Simpson, Erskine Bowles, Domenici, and Alice Rivlin, who was also on CNBC today. Have you seen the panel that Obama put together for the deficit reduction? Have you seen Alan Simpson in particular? He talks about all of the special interest about cutting the $1 trillion from the debt, from the dropping the corporate tax rate to 25%, telling every single special interest group, listen, we are in deep trouble. We are in deep trouble, and nobody wants to hear it, Kate. Everything from the European crisis, everything falling apart, our dollar, inflation going up, the dollar being destroyed by design. Kate, I don't know if you saw this, but Gerald Celente, he's a big trends forecaster. Mm-hmm. They basically took his private account and told him that he couldn't buy gold anymore. They can do whatever they want, Kate. He set all of the brokerages, the houses, the 401ks, the banks. Our money's not ours, Kate. And I'm telling you, if enough people, if their money gets taken, there will be a violent revolution in this country. And that's exactly what Dale said. I think this guy wants it by design. That's why he's over in Hawaii saying that he's in Asia. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't care where he is. This is terrible for what's going on in this country. They're pitting everybody and their mother against each other. And it's this really, really stinks, Kate. I tell you.
I agree.
Terrible.
I agree with you. By the way, you can listen to the show on WICC. It's in Connecticut. Great affiliate.
Oh, okay, excellent. Oh, I didn't know that. I'll find them. All right, thanks, baby.
Yep, thank you. 600 AM. A lot of people from the other stations in Connecticut were calling us, and like I said, they went NPR, so you can find us there. You know, and what he's talking about, I saw a spoof on this, although it wasn't too funny because it hit so close to home that pretty soon we could just be, forget the monetary system, we're going to be dealing with patriot dollars. They're just going to turn into patriot dollars. And it's scary to me to think there was discussion about, well, what if we just have this one world currency? The Chinese were pushing for it, and I'm not joking about this, that we would just have our money on a card, and whatever you're worth is basically on this card. And whenever you get anything, kind of like the zip lines now that you do with the credit card, so I guess it's similar. And we would all have the same card. Are you kidding? Oh, I can't think of anything worse. And look what's going on with the European Union and their whole mess and how that's also touching us and affecting us. And it all goes through the banks. That is the common denominator. All right, I said when we first clicked onto this show, we were going to have a little fun at the tail end of it, and we were going to call it Pardon Our Puns Thursday. I love puns, not that I'm very good at them, but I got a good one for you. I think this is a good one anyway. You be the judge. I wondered why the baseball was getting bigger. Then it hit me.